Hi, it's Scott here. On these lessons episodes of my podcast, I'll be selecting my favorite lessons from various guests and episodes of Success Story. Today, my guest is Mayan Gordon. Mayan is a TikTok expert, social media strategist, as well as an exceptionally talented artist. In October of 2019, she was getting as many as 100,000 followers per day on TikTok. Her videos have over 10 million views. Her page, World of Glass, has millions of followers, and she is building out a massive personal brand. Today, she's going to speak about social media, content, which platform you should use to get started, how to leverage your content cross-platform, and everything she's learned building out one of the largest personal brands across social.
No, I think that there are so many platforms now that it makes sense to do a little bit of research beforehand before just kind of trying them all out. There is, you know, you can thin yourself out very easily. And the platforms inherently work better when you put more effort. Like, every single platform works better when you put more into it. So I think really, you know, three or less platforms, if you're starting from scratch, is always the way to go. I really kind of suggest starting with one, building the, you know, posting habits into your lifestyle with one, and then working on adding the next in the next. I think that's, for me, been the most effective way. But if you're just starting out and you don't even know which one to try first, I would say research. So think about who is your target customer, and then think about which platforms that they're on. Or if you don't know, like, even if you think you know, still do research. Like, just Google, what are the best social media apps for dog owners? And a cool thing about that is you'll probably have, you know, lots of articles that say Facebook or LinkedIn or this or that, but you might discover this much smaller social app that no one's talking about because they're not in the dog space. And it's not this giant thing, but is amazing for your business, and you could crush it on because it's so targeted to your specific demographic. Yeah. And there's honestly so many social apps and sites out there, you guys, that I think businesses, especially smaller businesses, could really be tapping into to build a really valuable following on that platform. And then again, if you can build a valuable following on one platform and then transfer it over to another platform, you get this giant kickstart on that platform that allows you to build momentum in a way that, I mean, that's oftentimes the thing that stops people, is they just can't build that beginner momentum to really be valuable for them to put in the time to it. So if you can get that on any one platform, you can almost always get going faster on the next platform from help, you know, via that first one.
And that's really what you're doing now. Like, I see it. I see that you've like parlayed like the success on TikTok, and now you have some momentum on LinkedIn that people that have been on LinkedIn for years don't have the same success that you're having, because you sort of followed, you know, your own strategy, which is obviously smart. But
it's not even, I think a lot of times when people think cross-platform, they think that the audience is jumping over. It's not the audience that's jumping over. It's the content. Repurposing or refiguring out how to leverage the content. So I'm not posting my glassblowing videos typically on LinkedIn, unless I'm like trying to grab attention real quick with a very long wordy post. But most of the time I'm using information about what happened on the TikTok to post about on LinkedIn. So you can do that across any, I mean, whoever is listening to this and has an Instagram account and is also on LinkedIn, you can post about the interesting things that happen on your Instagram account on LinkedIn, and people will find it very fascinating. And it could be small things like, hey, this customer messaged me today and said that they really loved my product.
Yeah.
And then talk about that. Talk about who that customer is. Talk about that interaction, or what, you know, whatever value you can provide from that little tiny piece is really a big piece of value on another.
Because now you're doing a sales or marketing training on LinkedIn from an actual interaction with the customer that you had. Yeah. So that's very good. It's so easy to create content if you just sort of open your mind to all the potential. And I think that when you become proficient at creating content, like you mentioned, for one platform, then you start to understand the different ways you can create content, the posting cadence, just getting into like the feel of social, so to speak. I know a lot of entrepreneurs listen to this show, and NetSuite has been a huge supporter for entrepreneurs, for business owners, because there's one thing that we all know. Business is about making money, and it's about your bottom line. And the less you spend on the nuts and bolts of running your business, the more profits you keep. But these days, everything is costing more. Supplies, people, shipping. It squeezes your margins. And I've been there, juggling multiple systems for finance, inventory, you name it. Each with its own costs and its own set of headaches. That's why I made the switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's changed our company. Think about it. NetSuite is one of the top financial systems out there. It puts your whole business on one platform, accounting, finance, the works. One data source for everyone. There's no more mismatched info. And because it's in the cloud, it slashes your IT costs. No more servers, no more updates. Just access NetSuite from anywhere. With one integrated suite, your overhead drops big time. And here's the real win. Efficiency. Everything's connected in NetSuite. Costs are ridiculous lately. Find a proven way to reduce your expenses and get better performance out of your team. It's a no-brainer, and that's what NetSuite offers. Over 37,000 companies have figured this out already. You have to join them. Right now, through to April 15th, NetSuite's got an incredible, flexible financing plan. Check it out and see the savings yourself at netsuite.com/Scott Clary. That's netsuite.com/Scott Clary. Just a quick question. Have you ever had one of those oh no moments when you realize that you accidentally deleted a huge file? Or worse, your whole computer dies. I know I have. It's happened to me a lot, but don't sweat it. The sponsor of today's episode, Backblaze, they have your back. It is unlimited backups for all your Macs, your PCs, or even your whole company. And it's really affordable, under $100 a year. If you're running a business, they take the stress out of protecting everyone's data. If you need more bells and whistles for compliance, so on and so forth, they have enterprise options too. Honestly, losing data sucks, but Backblaze makes getting it back easy. They have restored billions of files. They offer tons of restore options, including rapid recovery in an event of data loss or ransomware. And you can access your backed up data from everywhere and anywhere in the world using their web app, iOS, or Android apps. It's been recommended by the New York Times, Inc., Macworld, PC World, LifeWire, Wired, Tom's Guide, 9to5Mac, and tons more. And best, you can try it fully featured with no risk at backblaze.com/story. They set up that link for all Success Story podcast listeners. That is a no-risk free trial at backblaze.com/story. Seriously, back up your stuff. I don't know about you, but the idea of being harassed, scammed, or even worse, all because somebody found my personal information online, that's terrifying. Our political opinions, our addresses, even stuff about our families, it's out there for anyone to grab. And did you know that data brokers are allowed to sell information on over 98% of Americans? It's scary stuff. That's why I've partnered with Delete Me. I personally use Delete Me. They're a big friend of the podcast because I put myself out there online. So safety is a huge concern. It's really scary how easy it is to find someone's details and information, but Delete Me creates a layer of protection that we all need. You tell Delete Me what you want gone, and they make it disappear from those sketchy data broker sites. And Delete Me doesn't stop. They constantly monitor the web to keep your information off those lists. It's like having a privacy watchdog that never sleeps. You need to take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. They're giving a special discount for all Success Story podcast listeners. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/success and use promo code success at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/success and enter code success at checkout. joindeleteme.com/success.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.